Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of the novel The Reconception of Marie, joining you to review Dr. Chesha Burke's short story collection, Let's Play White. Published by Apex Books in 2011, this work of speculative fiction is already standing the test of time. Burke draws on genres of horror, dark fantasy, and supernatural sci-fi to write 11 tales about the dispossessed and often overlooked. Unemployed Black men and young Black girls, grieving mothers, conjure women, and a worker at Walmart who lives in a rundown housing development in Southwest Atlanta while surviving a zombie apocalypse. That's the situation in Q Change, one of my favorites in the collection, for the way it both embodies and subverts the zombie narrative. Are the cops joining the zombies? Are the zombies speaking softly and holding each other? Is that an Octavia Butler reference at the end? Tell me, listener, how do you deal with change? Like the movies Get Out and Nope by celebrated filmmaker Jordan Peele, Burke approaches the terrifying social realities of racism through genre conventions and tropes. The Room Where Ben Disappeared, for example, is a classic haunted house story, narrated too by the house's white male heir, who, returning to Hatton House, faces scary and illogical phenomena, including the myth of white innocence. This is a book that surprises, upsets, thrills, and tenderizes at least this reader's heart. For while the dead and rats may talk in Burke's tales, her characters also love and yearn and look out for each other. The ideas and themes in Let's Play White extend to Dr. Burke's more recent book, Hero Me Not, The Containment of the Most Powerful Black Female Superhero, published by Rutgers University Press in 2022. In this engaging work of literary criticism, Dr. Burke shows how Storm from the X-Men was created by white writers and artists as an amalgam of various Black stereotypes, from the Mammy and the Jezebel to the magical Negro, and a new stereotype she terms the Negro spiritual woman, a stereotype that, in Let's Play White, she's already subverting. This is a perfect book for October, for Halloween. Dr. Chesha Burke will be reading her work at UNO's own Weber Gallery as part of the Writers' Workshop reading series on Wednesday, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. I'll be there, listeners, and I hope you will be too. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.